Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and I am enjoying a beautiful day in Seattle, Washington. Yes, summer is here. And yes, there are many jokes about the summer season in Seattle, but so far it's been a beautiful summer. I hope that you are enjoying this time of the year, whether you're in the northern or southern hemisphere. This show is global. We have listeners all over the world. And as always, I appreciate your energetic presence and the fact that you are choosing to be here. So I always hope to make the most of your time and to offer you a lot of wisdom. My spiritual awakening began in 2002, and I've had many awakenings. We don't just have one. We have layers and layers that goes on infinitely, actually. And I love sharing what I have discovered for myself and the overlaps that perhaps you have experienced as well. I just released my spiritual memoir called The Art of Trapeze. It went number one in spiritual self-help and memoirs and adventurers on Kindle within 3 days. Blew my mind. And I have it on it's on a special price right now. It's only $2.99, regularly $9.99, so it's 70% off. And I just want to share that with you because it's limited time. It's not going to be that price for a while. It is a digital book, and you do not need a Kindle to read it. You can download a Kindle app, which is free, and read it on any device, whether that is your iPad, your iPhone, your computer, whatever you have. So I want to make sure that you're aware of that, because my intention with this book is to open you up to more of your awesomeness and to get to deeper levels of awakening. It is called, again, The Art of Trapeze, and it is on Amazon. Another announcement to share with you, this afternoon, evening, I will be the featured interviewee of the Thought Sessions. The Thought That Changed My Life Forever is a compilation book featuring brilliant healers, teachers, authors, messengers from all different types of backgrounds, each contributing the thought that changed their life forever. And I am talking about intentions today. These are free online interviews. They're actually more conversations. You can ask questions. You can participate. Go to thethoughtpublications.com. Click on the Thought Sessions there in the top nav bar. And you'll see a list of all the topics that have been covered so far. Tons of information, great wisdom, great stories. I enjoy listening and hearing other authors, and I just like having that personal connection with somebody to know more about them. So check that out. Like I said, it's free, available all over the globe. Some popular topics have been about healing the body, forgiveness, understanding, you know, why certain events happen in our lives, reinforcing self-identity. There's so many topics. So please check that out at thethoughtpublications.com. Next week, I'm going to be answering your spiritual questions. Thank you, everybody who has been submitting those. I have a nice little list growing, and I will be answering those for you July 31st live. And also give you a heads up, that beautiful royal baby has been born, has arrived. I'm going to look at his astrology chart and talk about that on an upcoming show. I don't have it scheduled yet on Blog Talk because there's just a lot going on this week, but please know that that show will be coming up and it's on my radar. There's a lot to say about that little boy. That little baby prince is going to change the monarchy. He could either end it completely, or he is going to shift it in a very revolutionary way. So his chart is very dynamic. There's a lot of power in it, and there's some exciting things there. So I look forward to sharing more of that with you. Now, today's topic. I'm excited about this topic because I love consciousness. That is my thing. That is what I share with you in all different forms and ways. The website, Conscious Cool Chic, I offer you a variety of free resources to expand your consciousness, to see things from a higher perspective. Consciousness is energy. It's understanding energy. It's the different ways we can look at something and understand it from higher perspectives, from spiritual perspectives, from that place of seeing the light, the beauty, the joy in everything. It takes a higher level of consciousness to get there. There are multiple layers of consciousness. There are multiple types of consciousness. I am focusing on 5 types of consciousness in this show, and I am specifically calling them types instead of levels, because levels can signify hierarchy, better than, those types of thoughts. And every level of consciousness provides something of value. There's good in it somewhere. There's good in it, even in the victim consciousness, which I'm going to start with. There is a lot that can be offered from it, and we move through different layers of consciousness in our lives. And one of the topics I want to bring up throughout the show is the fact that you can experience different types of consciousness in different areas of your life. So, for example, you might feel a certain energy in your career or your profession, and you might be exuding a different type of energy in your love life, in your self-identity, in your relationships. And so you, chances are, possess and work with many different levels of consciousness, but what we want to do is elevate them all so that you can feel the power of you. You can come from that space that benefits you and your soul and your soul's growth. So let's start with the first layer or type of consciousness that comes through, which is victim consciousness. Now, as I'm saying this, it's important to know that everything has consciousness. Every item in the physical world actually has a level of consciousness because it is composed of energy. And it has a vibration and a frequency. Everything has consciousness. We don't always acknowledge that with our human selves. We don't see it. But everything has a purpose, and that is why it even exists on the first place here on this beautiful globe. So understanding that everything has a consciousness is essential. There is no lack of consciousness, but there's lack of understanding, or there's lack of making those connections, but there's no lack in consciousness. It's in everything. So when we're talking about victim consciousness, it's being highly unaware of your power, not connected to your power. Victim consciousness is not understanding how your energy has contributed to a situation or feeling like things are always done to you. It's believing that power is outside of you. that you are less powerful than others or than something. Victim consciousness is highly unconscious. For many people, it includes finances and abundance, and not seeing how money is an energy. Money is a tool. Abundance is energy. And it's about matching the frequency of your consciousness with the flows of money. You might think, oh, well, if I'm supposed to be rich, then I have to get another high-paying job, or I have to do this. No, it's about changing within you a vibration and an energy. It's moving from victim consciousness, which is, oh, everybody else has more money than me, or I'm not going to ever make enough, or making money is hard, or, you know, on and on. I don't even like saying those phrases because they drop my energy. But that's what victim consciousness does, is that it makes you, you're unconsciously believing that you're less powerful than you really are. And this is where we can get caught in cycles of self-sabotage or self-neglect. In relationships, it shows up as different types of power within the relationship. You know, the power dynamic is off, whether that is through abuse or being a martyr or giving too much all the time or whatever those, you know, there's many patterns that can show up in this area. You are a powerful individual in all areas of your life. And as we progress on our spiritual journeys, we do discover where we might have levels of victim consciousness that we didn't see before. And maybe it's like a punch in the stomach, or it's a shaking your head, like, no, I didn't realize that's what I was creating and that's what I was doing. But the beauty is in the awareness. And the moment you identify it and you see, oh, I didn't understand, or I didn't know that this is how I was working with money, or I didn't see that this was the pattern in my relationships, but now I see it. That is how you elevate victim consciousness from that unaware state into a place of awareness that you take action on and you intentionally shift the energy. It's powerful because you're stepping into new levels of power, self-respect, self-love, self-value. So victim consciousness is one type of consciousness. The next one is mass consciousness. Now, this is quite dominant here. Mass consciousness has a tendency to be, well, it's based on the five senses. It's based on what I can see and touch and hear, something I need proof about. Currently, mass consciousness identifies with third dimensional activities, this third dimensional experience, which involves earthly pursuits. So mass consciousness, you can probably think of some descriptions here. Mass consciousness involves keeping your gaze and your focus, I want to say just right on what you can see all around you. It's tuned into the media, to world events, to what you're being told, to certain beliefs and structures that serve the good of all, and almost a non-questioning point of view, where you look at something and you take it at face value, or you believe what you're told in the mainstream media, it can also be quite simplistic, if you will. It's concerned with like just the everyday dynamics of life, and maybe that is having a decent job and paying the mortgage and having a good relationship and raising kids and going on vacations twice a year. It can be simple, and I mean that just as a matter of fact, in a matter of fact way. And I know that I identified with that for a long time. It's quite normal. It's where we begin, right? It's where our journeys begin. We are a part of that mass consciousness energy. And then we start to question, or we start to seek and search for more answers and greater understanding, because we're no longer satisfied with those sensual experiences, if you will, like the experiences of the senses. We want more. We ask the questions. We search. We find. Mass consciousness can also be involved with reactions. It's a status quo energy where if so-and-so this, then you do this. So, for example, one of the most recent experiences here in the U.S., was the Boston Marathon, where the kids, and I'm forgetting the whole scenario, but there was a bombing at the Boston Marathon. And when these kinds of events happen, the mass consciousness is reactionary. And they believe the hype, and they buy into it, and they circulate that energy, right? There's a belief in what is seen and what you're told. And it's very third dimensional. When we are no longer connected to the mass consciousness experience, it's because we're searching for more, a greater understanding. Perhaps something has happened in our lives that opens us up. Perhaps there's a part of us that just wants to know ourselves better, to understand patterns, to find those bigger questions. There's a number of ways that this can unfold. And it's by asking these questions that we also are opening up to another type of consciousness. This is the third one I'm going to speak about. It's heart consciousness, where you open up to a higher connection to your heart. And I'm feeling this and seeing it so strongly right now as an energy that is all-encompassing of love, compassion, gratitude, joy, abundance. It's these parts of us that lift us up, that are exciting to our heart, that alleviate any types of sorrow, grief, pain, hurt, resentment, anger. The heart consciousness is an amazing perspective around why things happen, and it lifts up our emotional center. And I'm literally seeing right now in my mind's eye a hot air balloon. The balloon part of it is the heart consciousness energies, love, compassion, joy, that lifts up that little basket that might be filled with those lower emotions or lesser understanding. A heart consciousness can crack open your heart. It can feel like greater peace, greater understanding, greater awareness of your personal power. It involves mastery over emotions, where you can see experiences from a bigger viewpoint. So, for example, let's take a look at sadness. You can see sadness as just an energy that's moving through you. And so how can you move through that sadness without identifying with it, without letting it limit your experience? And how can that sadness move you forward to greater joy? Heart consciousness offers that comfort. It offers that understanding. When people begin on their spiritual journey, these are the words they use, right? They say they know how to incorporate greater gratitude and joy and abundance. This is why the law of attraction was so big for many years, because it was because of how it stirred up more of people's heart energy. And it is related to the heart chakra. It's actually the high heart chakra, where you keep and travel with these emotions, these energetic imprints at all times. And that is why in spiritual communities and in the self-help industry, there have been an infusion of these words because it's cracking open people's hearts. And I would say it's been the past 10 years when it's been the strongest. Heart consciousness is, wow, it's so powerful. And the earth is participating in that experience. Because when there are natural disasters, when there are earthquakes, when there is flooding, on any scale, it's a flooding of our connection to each other. The fact that when there are devastating earthquakes on one part of the globe, we feel it on other parts of the globe. And maybe we're not literally feeling it, but we feel it in our heart. We want to help or donate or send energy, send light, send supplies, send money. These disasters help us connect to our commonalities and are a part of that heart consciousness energy. Now, the next type of consciousness is the Christ consciousness. This is currently a prime energy right now on the planet. In fact, I just had, maybe it was a week ago or so now, a gentleman email me about his experience of Christ consciousness opening up in his chest. For him, it was a physical, visceral experience and a message he heard about this Christ consciousness energy. Christ consciousness is a return to your spiritual self, incorporating that into your life in a pure daily manner. I would say that that is what most of the spiritual seekers are focused on right now. It's moving into this higher level energy of Christ consciousness. It's also the divine consciousness. It's that connection to ourselves as spiritual beings. And not just knowing that in our minds, but feeling that in our daily lives. It does incorporate the heart consciousness energy, but it has another layer. It's a more powerful thing. It adds more oomph to the mix, because when you start to see that energy within yourself, you see it in other people. It changes the dynamics of how you interact, the words you use, how you communicate, how you think about other people. It changes how you see people and what they do to you, quote unquote, whether that's firing off an email or, you know, certain words they say or any kind of actions they take. You see it from the higher perspective with your heart consciousness. You see how you're connected. You see the parts of the experience that are for your best good, and you can leave behind the rest. Christ consciousness has so much love in it, so much acceptance. There's also boundaries. There's also discernment. There is a knowingness of self. And because there's a knowingness of self, there's also a knowingness of others. So Christ consciousness is very strong on the planet right now, and that is so exciting. It's an exciting time to see all the people that are offering all types of spiritual messages, resources, services, products. That is alive at this time, and it's only going to continue. And as this continues, we do need to balance it and not go too far into giving things away or martyring ourselves. You know, we have to maintain the grounded, practical parts of ourselves. The Christ consciousness can also come up in a career change for you, where you realize, I'm done with this way of being in the world. I'm ready to go for what I really want, how I can really be of service. That is another theme right now. I'm seeing it with my astrology clients. It's big right now. And then we come to the fifth type of consciousness, which is the universal consciousness. All are one. A Course in Miracles offers this perspective. Some other teachings do as well. And there, I don't feel like there is one teaching, though, that fully encapsulates everything that universal consciousness is. And that is by design. It's truly not possible because universal consciousness is so expansive and big and galactic that it would, on some levels, it just blows our human minds because it's so huge. But it's the understanding of how very connected we are as souls in our light bodies, how we are here to serve one another through shared experiences, through mutual lessons of growth. Universal consciousness is growing around the planet. That's one of the reasons why there are 6 billion people here, because they are all contributing to the universal experience. Keep in mind, there are at least 6 billion who are not here. You know, our little globe is just but one speck in the galaxy. There are bigger energies that we don't even know yet, but we are a part of that. This is the galactic component. This is why it can blow our circuits to understand the universal connectedness. In fact, the solar system is a beautiful example of universal consciousness, because when a planet is moving, it has a magnetic force field that affects all the other planets. And so if, for example, one moon, one of Saturn's moons, or one of the planets changes its energy or blows up, let's say, right? Like, that's not going to happen, but I'm just saying as an example. It then affects every other planet and energy in the solar system, because it means that every other entity has to adjust, shift, change, and work without that energy. So the concept of universal consciousness is about, it's interesting because you can say, oh, well, then I feel so small if I were to look at the whole universe and everything that's involved. And it's not just the galactic center or the black holes. It's all the black holes we don't even know about, or all the other galaxies that aren't even discovered that are so vast and so huge. And we say, oh, gosh, I'm just so small then. I am just so minuscule compared to all that. But universal consciousness says, no, you're not. You're just as much a part of that as the biggest planet out there, as whatever is happening that you're not even aware of. You're connected to all of it. You're needed. You're important. You're a part of it. It is you, and you are it. And so that is what universal consciousness is about. It's about seeing how our Earth is vital to our solar system, and it's vital to the galaxy, and it's vital to everything beyond the galaxy. And so it makes the energetic vibration of Earth so important. It makes the work you are doing so important. It makes you and the fact that you're here so important. And that is what we are, that's the direction that the globe is headed towards. That's the understanding, and seeing how connected we are. Yes, this involves extraterrestrial visitors. Yes, this involves a greater understanding of Earth and the origins of Earth. Yes, all of that wisdom and knowledge is necessary in order for universal consciousness to take hold. We are moving through that. Mass consciousness is kind of moving through that. I think the only concept, or the main concepts that are known, are through Hollywood movies. that show, you know, aliens coming to Earth, but it's very destructive, it's very negative, it's very violent. And so that is implanting into your mass consciousness's perceptions. And so there are more people who need to understand and connect with the fact that, you know, there are ways to be peaceful with beings that we aren't familiar with. There are ways to establish a shared language, to connect, to have a detached, less reactionary view, to not feel like we have to be the only ones in the universe who are alive with, you know, with a structure, a physical structure, who have a brain, who have eyes, who have a mouth. I mean, that's actually quite limiting. And so we are moving towards that with universal consciousness. And any of you who are drawn to greater galactic understandings, that could be a nudge for you to follow. It could be that you're being gifted with some new areas of development that expand your consciousness, your gifts, and your energy field, what you're here to do and offer and share. So these are each interesting, and I personally love speaking about heart consciousness, Christ consciousness, and universal consciousness. Those are my favorites, and I hope that this has been really interesting for you to just understand the different types there are and to take that knowledge into your life. And how do you see yourself? It can range throughout your lifetime, but ultimately, it's about moving up into that universal consciousness where you see how you're a precious part of the galaxy and that you're here intentionally. And so that is what I hope you connected to with this show, and it brought up more of why things are happening for you the way they are. Now, on that topic, I do want to share with you that I've been doing a ton of astrology readings for people all over the globe. I get excited when I see a new country, but I'm working with people all over the world and providing astrology sessions for only $33. You don't have to schedule anything. You just request it and then pay and receive, and I send you a 15-minute recording about what's coming up for you right now in your energy field, the lessons, the themes, the opportunities. And what is valuable about this is that you can ask me, you know, what an area to look at or some place that is on your mind. And I essentially channel the information. It is really fun for me. The reason why I do this as a recording is because I do need to be in my own energy. It's actually easier for me to tune in quicker and faster and get a lot of information. That's why they can be just 15 minutes, but it might feel like at least a half hour session because there is just a lot of clarity when I'm in my own space. And every reading is different. I see colors, I hear noises, I see spirit guides, I work with chakras, I talk about maybe people in your life or energies that are lingering. There's so many different things that come through. And that's because the astrology chart is essentially like a portal for me, where I look at your chart and I see the planets and I see how they interact, and then information comes in. So I want to make sure that you know about that, because it's priced very affordably so that you can get information that you need right now, and it's convenient. And I really want that for people right now. I am not kidding you. Lives are changing with these sessions. People are being validated. They're being heard. They're getting messages they really need to make the most of right now. So just to throw out there, it is an offer that's live now, and you can find it on the website, Conscious Cool Chic. Go to astrology. At the very top, it says Grand Sextile, and that's what you want to click, or else you can find it on the Facebook page, and it is under events. So please let me know if I can assist you, or if you're looking for specific answers right now. I would love to, And that is one of my offerings and my gifts and how I choose to be of service. So please know that I look forward to it. We have had a packed show. I hope you've gotten some good information here. I hope this has been useful in providing a perspective for you to look at your life and to look at where you're ready to raise those levels of consciousness and to discover more about you, your purpose, and your gifts right now. Thank you for being here, as always, and I will look forward to sharing with you more spiritual answers next week on the live broadcast on July 31st. Thanks, everybody. Namaste.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could.